I see farming.
I like him. The one timer, I can't complain about it being an abusive relationship. You get a bruise. Bail. So let's just.
Okay, so we're going to stop the infestation.
And I'm Alona.
We're going to introduce ourselves. Hot spot.
Yes. Semi-professionalism.
Yeah, right. Never made that happen.
It was a lovely thought, though.
I know. We did it earlier today, and it was like professional.
Because we were interviewing someone that was like Princeton, and we were like,
all right. We bought it down, guys. We were like,
no, we didn't. We lied.
We lied. We tried, though. A little bit. A little bit. Okay, so anyway.
Book.
Introduce ourselves and our book. So we did the End I Foot series, and then the beginning of the Misfit Guys. There will be a series for you guys. So, and I thought divorce was bad with other life lessons. And I thought being grown up was easy. And I thought I could juggle it all. Well, no, the wrong book. And I thought I could juggle it all.
But we couldn't.
Yeah, we couldn't. We tried. We failed. So we wrote about it, of course. And I thought I did my journey alone. And I thought I had it all figured out. Well, no, why are you showing the wrong books? And I thought I had it all figured out.
Hollywood. I know I already have a docuseries, but come on, people. I need my own television show. Just follow the scripts and make the actor say exactly what I wrote down. Don't change the thing. This is how we know it's a show. Anyway, moving on.
And I thought he was the one.
But he wasn't.
And I thought the workbook. What is going on? Allergy season, you guys.
You guys got a lot of good books going on there.
And the Misfit Guys out today, a sassy sway that leaves cooking footprints. And then Jade's really first time at trying to write a short story. So we'll see.
And she we'll helped see. To edit the book.
Come on, you guys. Just, you know, give us 3 stars. Be like, Jade tried and failed for 3 stars. And the 25 hottest indie authors, advocates, and artists. See, this is why we have to do something about that. Favorite cuts on a thing. Yeah, and that man, guys.
I don't see a graphic on the bottom of the screen that says where we can order these. And then there's always, if you order today, with this order, you will get a free. And what are we giving free today?
You've got to get flower the petal.
A free smile.
Get that patter down to sell more products.
And you can get all of these on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and you go to our website, andreport.com. It's kind of still under construction, guys, so forgive it.
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on. Before we even move on to introducing the guests, because we're about to introduce you, Mr. Axelrod. But before we move on to introducing the guests, I have to say my favorite thing in the whole wide world.
I have a pause for it.
Thank you. We have a lovely television show, Just Right in Life,
docu-series
of a celebrity writer's lifestyle on Amazon.com and on Channel 18 in Sacramento, California. So you guys, please watch and check us out. Next month will be the beginning of season 2.
So you guys aren't here to hear about us and our life. I mean, obviously.
You're boring.
We are. You're here to hear about our wonderful guest, Mr. Axelrod, that totally had stuff to say in our banter time, which we really appreciate.
Mr. Axelrod, would you like to introduce yourself?
Well, all righty then. I am David Axelrod. I always put in the B because when Jade and the gang were contacting me, I said, now, you know, there is a David Axelrod, prominent among other things for getting Barack Obama elected. He was there in the White House, and I've always said, have a little argument with him. Not family, but we have the same name. And so far, people have told me he may be taking credit for my poetry. I'm the poet David Axelrod, but so far, I have not been able to get his paycheck in my bank account. So I'm not sure we're coming out quite even yet.
You're not.
I mean, my poetry is clearly worth more than his paycheck, but let's go to the next. So I've been a professional poet, I count, since back to 1963, when I gave my first professional reading at that time as an undergraduate at the University of Massachusetts. The really wonderful and at the time famous poet, Robin Francis. Amherst, Massachusetts Library. So that gives me 55 years. You'd think I might know what I was doing. At least you might think that, but you never know. I lived in Long Island, New York, center of Long Island, Center Reach, somewhere around Stony Brook University, 40 years, taught in the State University of New York system, and for a period of time was the Suffolk Long Island County Poet Laureate. Now I've moved down to Daytona Beach since 2010, and I'm the Volusia County, Florida Poet Laureate. So with all that, I love poetry. I find it more and more a joyful act, and the muse among writers is my faithful companion, together with my wonderful wife, Sandy Martin. You may yet see her wander through in the background. So that's a little bit of what I do. My own website is Poetry Doctor, poetrydoctor.org, or organization. And so people could always go there and see my long, immodest curriculum vitae. You know, it goes on and on, and sometimes it's even true. What it'll show you is that I've managed to pretty much go around the world a couple of times as a poet. There's nothing sweeter than arriving in town as a poet as compared to doing business in other ordinary ways. So I'm happy to be on your show. Thanks for thinking of me. Lead me to what might be of use to you and your readers, your listeners.
Well, first and foremost, we love having other poets in the room with us. Because, oh, yeah, I forgot to say congratulations to us for being finalists on Poet of the Year.
That's true.
Congratulations. I mean, I know that name's not humble, but it is kind of humble.
I know, I'm going to blow their cover. I did just ask them if they let me know the judges whether my sending a $20 bill would help. But they said, no bribes. They're going to go on the worthiness of their writing. And that's a wonderful thing.
And so when we lose, it'll be on the lack of worthiness.
Then you could call me back up and say, well, how about that 20 now?
Absolutely. That phone call won't be done. No.
I had a very good friend tell me something that applies to contests and I guess life more generally. Mr. Grouse is in whine an awful lot about, they don't love me enough and I didn't win that contest or I didn't get published in whatever magazine. And he said, here's the trick, Axelrod. You spend all your life waiting for people to accept you and bring you into their group. You just spend some time and start your own group. And that's why I congratulate you. It's not that you started your own group. Doing the public service, and here you are with your own show, and I heard you even have it broadcasting out in California. It's taken on a life of its own, and you're out there. Wonderful.
I think that the really fun part nowadays is that as a writer, before there were gatekeepers, and they got to define you, and now we get to define ourselves and what we want to do and take it as far as we want to take it. And how do you feel that works for you? Because if I heard you correct, you said you're the poet laureate of the Volusia County?
I was selected back on Long Island, and that was, a nominating process and a screening process. And that's a pretty good example of, looking for love in whether it's the right or the wrong places. And it took me two or three tries. In fact, my very good friend, George Wallace, back on Long Island, let me plug his own periodical, online internet periodical. For many years, he published in print. It's poetrymag.com, I guess. Archived by the Library of Congress, which is to say they've accepted him as a legitimate, as in an important literary archive, place to find good writing. And George and I competed for the first laureate position when they created it. And for a number of reasons, I was happy that he got it first. And therefore, in the history books, he's the first Suffolk Long Island. But here's how it works, In Gordon's case, you were good friends and he was worthy. Now, if you're waiting for people to love you and take you in, you might be jealous. And in some cases, not George's, I think, he got it, I didn't. Good for us all. And again, not in George's case, I might mumble to myself, an idiot like that can win, there's hope for us all. It isn't that way, really. I taught for many years, and the definition of job satisfaction for a teacher, not to mention a poet, is if the people you helped taught go further than you do. And so seeing George, he came to the island after I, and I think I might have even sponsored his first public reading, but the first laureate position took me another cycle to get it myself. There's a good example of waiting, in this case, succeeding. Down here in Volusia County, Daytona Beach, Florida, friends nominated me. I went through the cycle. The county decided they didn't want to didn't want to dispute whether to have a man or a woman laureate. In their wisdom, they'd pick a wonderful poet to also be the county poet laureate, M.B. Lackey. She is a terrific colleague to share this honor with me. But can't always get it. I've been in many magazines, probably hundreds. I know hundreds. And I have 23 books I've published. But I'm also the founder and director of something called Writers Unlimited Agency. It's a nonprofit agency that helps guide anyone from beginners to established writers. And I started it. I'm still running it since 1976. My son, also a writer, poet, journalist, Daniel Axelrod, is now the director. I'm the vice president. Now I also have Creative Happiness Institute.
Back up and give you a visual.
Here you are,
Creative Happiness Institute.
And it has, awesome!
It has hands outstretched to capture good energy to give it to others. And the acronym Creative Happiness Institute, CHI, is Qi, which you might know from Tai Chi or Qigong. It represents universal energy, creative energy. And so there I am, not waiting just for other people to go, we love you. But to kind of bring the energy out to people directly. And then I hope they don't have to wait for me. I'd rather be a public service. And again, keep the creativity moving. So that's a little more self-introduction. Ask me a few questions. I'll pretend I'm wise.
You already did that.
You already did
it. And you proved you were wise. So I want to thank you first and foremost for myself, because I asked the selfish question. Because I'm currently running for poet laureate of the city that I'm in. So I was asking some selfish questions.
That's Annapolis.
Yes.
All right. And the position best poet would essentially make you the poet laureate. Is that what it is?
No. That's a different. I already got best poet, but that's for
finalist for the poet of the year.
That's finalist for poet of the year, and that's for the East Coast. This is for Jesse Annapolis Poet Laureate. And it's kind of funny. I didn't think that they would be interested. So I sent an email just like, you know, would you be interested? And they were like, please submit. And I was like, all right. So today is actually the last day I'm working on my essay.
It was an honor they invited you.
And, yeah.
You know, there's no hint for that. I have a feeling they're already aware. One of the things that they tend to like, who the appointed laureate, is that you're active. An essential ingredient of happiness generally. Being creative makes me happy, but helping other folks, being publicly active, sponsoring programs, whether it's Open Mic Slam, we do a lot of that down here in Daytona, and we used to have to drive all the way out. All the way out is not such a distance as with traffic, quite a drive to Orlando. It's about 60 miles. When traffic slows down, how many hours could that be, you know, bumping about?
Absolutely.
But it's not that we don't miss our Orlando associates. They're wonderful and talented people. But we brought it out to the coast, and this, let's think about it, April being National Poetry Month, I'll be involved with that is either a feature or a sponsor of at least 8 events during the month. And now I can count this as a wonderful way that I've also had another activity during poetry.
That means Jade and Winona will be coming to
send them this video of things that you're doing. Back up your nomination, your candidacy, and some good examples of how you're giving back to the community. And that's a good way for you to further your own candidacy as a poet laureate, I hope.
Cool. You said that you were a teacher and now you run a nonprofit. You were telling us a little bit about your nonprofit. And you talk about how poetry and you're giving back. So what would you suggest other poets out here that listen, or just indie authors or whoever that listen to this, to do? Give back to the community that has birthed them.
I think poetry is a performing art. It was an oral tradition. Now I think it's been reinvigorated. There's a new life. Last night I went to Bethune-Cookman University locally here, and we were a judge for the finals of, it's now the fifth final slam contest. And so performance poetry, slam poetry is, I can't read. I don't know if it's an old man's sport, it's a young person's sport, but I think it's breathed new life quite a while and continuing into poetry. So I would recommend people to start a workshop, form a community group, hold open mics, make it a cabaret evening, make it open songwriters. I mean, it shouldn't have taken until Bob Dylan got a Nobel Prize to realize that songwriters are very much poets too. But however you bring culture, literacy, more specifically poetry, creative writing into the community, I recommend that. Start your own online magazine. It's expensive to print, but even so, with desktop publishing, you might be able to bring out sketches too. So there it is again. Instead of just waiting around or letting your book draw, make art public and form your own group, and then people will seek you out. Can we join that group? You can go, nah. Oh, no. I'm not going to put anyone off. You're going to be welcoming. You're going to make sure that you add it to the community.
I love it.
Jade, but